High-tech entrepreneurs garnered adoring attention during the economic boom of the 1990s, but they were hardly the only imaginative business people to launch new ventures. Some lower-tech business minds turned their entrepreneurial spirit to addressing social needs. Bill Catlin of Minnesota Public Radio has this report on a Minnesota man who started a company to employ inner-city residents, making frozen soul food.
But most of all,
on Sunday mornings, you can find Alfred Babington Johnson under the towering lighted red cross glowing behind the pulpit at Grace Temple Deliverance Center near downtown Minneapolis. Babington, as he's generally known, is an ordained elder here and sharing lead on what he's done for me. Babington's father was a minister and missionary, his mother an educator. His own career includes stints as a stockbroker and executive with Pillsbury and U.S. West. He graduated from a local seminary in 1984 and in the early 90s started the Stair Step Initiative to lead community development efforts within the African American community.
I think I do feel this sense of mission and wanting to contribute, and I want to contribute in such a way that it is a testimony about God's grace, his concern, and that as we enter into his agenda, he'll make it better. He'll do wonderful and extraordinary things.
Stairstep eventually formed a collaboration with General Mills to create jobs at a frozen food plant in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Minneapolis. In 1996, General Mills CEO Steve Sanger formally committed $1 million to the plan.
The project was clearly a gleam in everyone's eye, and certainly most profoundly in Babington's eye, but he struck me from the first time I met him as possessing the kind of skills that really good leaders and good business leaders have, which is a tremendous sense of purpose, a sense of optimism, enormous enthusiasm for the task.
The first customer withdrew, dealing a major setback, but Sanger pledged the project would not die. In the interim, Babington visited his mother in Knoxville, Tennessee. She served him the usual feast and then fessed up that the greens had come from a can.
That was a certain amount of heresy. I mean, greens do not come from cans. Greens are things that you labor over for hours. So I said, Mother, please, you know, thanks so much. Don't kid with me. She said, Alfred, they came from a can.
To lay his doubts to rest, Babington's mother took him to the Glory Foods canned goods section in the neighborhood Kroger store. And there, Babington says, he found inspiration.
Glory Foods cans have this warm orange sunrise, and it's Glory Foods. And I was there in the aisle of Kroger, and I was having a spiritual experience because I know God has always been with us on this project, but now it's Glory Foods and this warm sun. And so I bought a couple of cans, brought them back, and allowed my staff to sample them. We all loved it.
Babington cold-called Glory Foods president Bill Williams in Columbus, Ohio. With assistance from General Mills, they planned a new line of Glory Foods frozen entrees and side dishes to be made under contract at the Minneapolis plant. The vision was a for-profit frozen food manufacturing business that would create jobs and hope in inner-city Minneapolis and eventually make employees stockholders. The venture would be called Cieza, after a Zulu word meaning "we're coming." General Mills upped its contribution to $1.5 million. Williams of Glory Foods pledged the same amount. He says he liked Babington's plan, partners, and mission.
Our goals are to completely help ourselves here in this community, and Babington's there in Minneapolis. So because of that, we've been able to work well together.
Minneapolis-based U.S. Bank Corps also committed over $1 million. About 100 volunteers from General Mills helped start and sustain the effort. General Mills later won the prestigious Ron Brown Award for Corporate Leadership. Cieza formally opened on Martin Luther King Day, 1998. 3 years later, Cieza has about 60 full-time employees, around $7 million in sales, and made a profit last year. Wearing a white coat, Babington shows off a production line where a metal tube drops meat sauce into a procession of yellow tubs.
Go through a check weigher that indicates whether or not the weight is within the tolerances, also a metal detector, and then into this spiral freezer.
Most, but not all employees in the plant on this day are African American. Billy Cooper tends the big blue boiler that generates heat for cooking. Cooper learned his trade while serving time for selling drugs, but when he got out, his prison record got in the way of getting hired.
But not with CIEZA. They work with the community, hire people in the community. They want to give you a chance if you're willing to give yourself a chance.
Cooper says CIEZA means a lot to him, not just because he has a job with benefits, but because of its mission.
I like Bremerton. I like where he's planning to go with the company. And a matter of fact, I invested $5,000 of my own money through the Stair Step Foundation program, and hopefully it could help him achieve his goals.
Babington says he spent months trying to convince Cooper to keep the money from a windfall tax refund, but Cooper insisted. Jer Beauchet, head of the Institute for Social Entrepreneurs, says CIEZA is part of a trend, the rise of organizations with two bottom lines, earning money and addressing social problems.
There's been a lot of resistance to it until just recently, but for the last 4 or 5 years, we've begun to see a change in the way people think about this. And most people no longer think this is a fad. They believe it's here to stay.
Beauchet says declining government funding and rising costs have cut resistance among traditional nonprofit social service providers to earning revenue through entrepreneurship. But Beauchet says the success stories of the past leave one clear lesson.
I don't care how earnest people are about their social purpose, unless they can run the business according to the dictates of the market, and you know there's no more cold-blooded animal in the world than the market, they're going to fail. And then their whole social purpose is going to be, it's going to be moot.
Babington says CIEZA is struggling, as do many young businesses. After a year, the plant was producing more product than Glory Foods could sell. It took further funds from General Mills to prevent a layoff.
Initially, our only customer was Glory Foods, and our plan was that maybe that was how we were going to go into the sunset. The reality is this business needs diversity. So we've continued to try to expand our customer base, and we do now have several customers beyond Glory Foods.
Babington says the dictates of the marketplace have become clearer with time and experience, and he predicts the business will see further growth and stability. But he's also adamant that CIEZA's social bottom line is most important. Creating a viable business is only the means.
What we are really trying to do is impact the fabric of things in the meaningful way. Economics, again, is a tool. It's not an end. And the end for us is a stronger community that is inclusive and that is respectful of every component part. That's the end line.
And Babington says there'd be no reason for General Mills or Glory Foods to take interest in the project were it not for that social purpose. For NPR News, I'm Bill Catlin in St. Paul.